From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz-Pena with your state and local news update. Here in Juneau, this time of year is normally the slump between the busy summer and the legislative session when lawmakers and their staff arrive. But after a non-existent tourism season, most downtown hotels are especially looking forward to the arrival of lawmakers and the opportunity to make up some revenue. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more.
Since statehood, the Baranoff Hotel in downtown Juneau has been a focal point for visitors. The 9-story Art Deco-inspired building has almost 200 guest rooms and a cocktail lounge called the Bubble Room, where legislators and lobbyists have wined and dined for decades. It's also where the FBI famously staked out in the mid-2000s as part of their investigation into political corruption in Alaska's capital. But right now, when you call the hotel's main number, this is what you hear.
The Baranoff Hotel is closed for the winter. Please contact fourpointsjuneau.com or 907.
Juneau's largest hotel will remain closed through the upcoming legislative session. It's not clear when it will reopen. Attempts to contact the owners were unsuccessful.
For other inquiries. Thank you, and we will see you next year.
In my experience here in Juneau, that is an absolute first, and it is troubling to us.
Liz Perry is the president and CEO of Travel Juneau. She's been tracking the situation for hoteliers all summer.
They were just facing a vacancy rate that was high enough that it did not make sense to keep the whole property open.
The owners of the Baranoff also own the Four Points by Sheraton a few blocks away. Perry says they moved all of the reservations to that hotel to consolidate. She says hotels in other parts of town have fared better. Many of the rooms at the Best Western and a few others near the airport have been booked almost continuously for hundreds of mine workers quarantining before heading to job sites. The owners of the local mines have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on rooms and meal delivery for their employees.
Aside from them, the downtown hotels have really been hard hit this summer and will be well into the winter so far as we can tell.
As it stands now, the legislative session is the best bet for local hotels to make up some revenue. Jessica Meacham is general manager of the Ramada by Wyndham, formerly known as the Prospector Hotel. They had to lay off some staff early on in the pandemic.
We saved on labor. We didn't do any of the renovations we were planning on. Like, we just hunkered down and, you know, we're just waiting till, you know, people come back.
Even though this summer was a bust, she says things picked up a bit this fall, and she's hoping the Baranoff's closure could mean more business.
You know, my rooms are huge and good for long term, so I'm hoping that some of the people that usually stay there will come here, but no one's contacting me yet.
At a recent meeting, the Juneau Assembly approved $300,000 in city funding for the Alaska Committee. That's the local group dedicated to keeping the capital in Juneau. Assembly member Maria Gladyshevsky said at the meeting the funding would be used to intervene in the local private housing market. She says the legislative affairs agency that helps to coordinate housing ahead of the session is struggling, especially without all those rooms at the Baranoff.
Normally, this time of year, they have a good number of options for legislators and staff. They currently do not have that many listings, so not clear what is happening there. But if you're looking for a way to make some money on some of your housing, please contact LIA.
She says if more Juneau residents with rental properties reach out, they may not have to spend as much of the city's money. Legislators and staff will begin arriving shortly after the new year. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
The Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court plans to retire in June, the court system announced today. Joel Bolger was appointed to the Supreme Court by Governor Sean Parnell in 2013. His retirement will coincide with the end of his 3-year term as the Chief Justice. Bolger has spoken in defense of the independence of the court system. He recused himself in March from hearing a case involving the proposed recall of Governor Mike Dunleavy. After Dunleavy refused to select a judge from a list submitted by the Alaska Judicial Council, Bolger issued a statement saying that the governor must choose one of the nominees. Dunleavy's handling of the vacancy later was listed as one of the grounds to recall him. Bolger is the first person to be appointed to all 4 levels of the Alaska Alaska judiciary. He was previously appointed to the Valdez District Court, the Kodiak Superior Court, and the State Court of Appeals. Bolger spent the majority of his professional career in rural Alaska and worked as a volunteer attorney in Dillingham and as an assistant public defender in Utqiagvik. In his statement, Bolger thanked the judges and court staff for working, quote, to provide a fair and impartial access to justice during the COVID-19 pandemic. In other news, a Social Security phone scam seems to have gotten a second wind as we head into the holiday season. As KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports, the latest version of the scam actually includes a threat of arrest if victims don't comply.
I got the call on my cell phone on November 24th, and I wasn't the only one. This is Ashley, an agent at the Juneau office of the Social Security Administration.
We get calls every day, and I get them on my own personal cell phone number.
That's right. The scammers have attempted to scam the people who work at the agency they're trying to impersonate. Ashley told me that the calls have gotten more menacing, though. They say that some criminal activity has been associated with your Social Security number, and if you don't call back right away and straighten it out and pay a fine or whatever, they'll issue a warrant for your arrest. This isn't the exact call I got, but it's close. I obtained the recording from the Office of the Inspector General of the Social Security Administration.
Enforcement agencies to suspend your Social Security number on an immediate basis. As we have received suspicious trails of information in your name, the moment you receive this message, I need you to get back to me on my department division toll-free number that is 1-888.
So far, it sounds reasonable enough, but the scammers quickly turn up the heat.
Now, if I don't hear a call from you, we will have to issue an arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
You heard it right. They're going to issue a warrant in your name and get you arrested. In one call, the scam slips from the helpful-sounding bureaucratic high ground to playground smack talk. My only regret over this event is that I waited too long to respond. Less than 24 hours after I got the call from a Washington, D.C. number, it had been shut down. So I never had the chance to pass along a debit or credit card number, which is what the scammers are after. That's because this scam has been circulating for almost a year, and the Social Security Administration is aware of it. And although I was eager to call and talk to the scammers, if possible, that doesn't mean you should be. The Office of the Inspector General of the Social Security Administration has clear advice on what to do.
If you receive a call like this, you should hang up. If you receive a voicemail, email, or text like this, do not respond. If there is a problem with your Social Security number or record, Social Security will mail you a letter. If you need to submit payments to Social Security, the agency will send a letter with instructions and payment options.
Too true. If the government wants to reach you, they'll find you through the U.S. Postal Service, which has its own policing system for fraud and scams. If you get a call, you don't have to do anything but hang up. However, if you want to report it, you can call a Social Security office in Juneau, Anchorage, or Fairbanks and let them know, and you can file a report online with the Social Security Administration. The best defense against this latest version of the Social Security scam is to know that it exists and that their database includes phone numbers in Alaska, mine, and probably yours. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
In other news, the Hawaii-based shipping company Matson announced last week it will donate free ocean shipping of food supplies to food banks in parts of its service area, which includes Alaska, through 2023. Jim Baldwin is the CEO of the Food Bank of Alaska. He says Matson was already donating about 2 containers of shipping to his food bank each month.
And now they are committing to a much larger scale to help ensure that when we need product brought up from the lower 48, that we can tap into their container ships.
Baldwin says it costs roughly $20,000 to ship 1 container of food. Normally, they bring up about 40 containers a year, but the need has been greater this year. He says this new commitment is extremely generous.
Huge. Yeah, otherwise we'd be spending a lot of money on transportation instead of feeding people.
His food bank is part of the National Feeding America Network and serves the entire state. Baldwin says that food insecurity in the state shot up with the pandemic. Mattson officials could not be reached for comment, but in a press release, the company's CEO said the commitment is intended to help families recover from the pandemic. This is KTOO News.